Glad to have you back. Here we are starting Lesson 3 at the end of Module 2, where we are continuing this conversation about credibility and influence. This lesson covers what I now call the relevance factor, where you will gain the knowledge about how to stay ahead of the curve. In this particular lesson, you will begin to understand why relevance is so critical to your brand. You will discover the difference between what people say and what is actually meant by what they say. Two sides to the same coin. You will learn how to set yourself apart with your personal brand. It really is about the small stuff. From the very beginning, when I talked to you about small actions having big impact, you will see that theme continue as we go through this lesson. Here is how a coaching engagement typically works. We started off by doing a 360-degree feedback cycle. We survey direct and indirect reports, peers and colleagues, and senior leaders. And we gather all of that information so that we have some insight into what is going on. When I look back at the information that we've gathered over the years, I found that when it comes to relevance, there are three key areas. They are appearance, adaptability, and communication. When the issue of appearance comes up, people use a variety of phrases. People talk about someone being out of style, dated, out of touch. And surprisingly, I even hear about how they may wear the same suit or the same outfit all the time. One that might also surprise you is how many times it comes up where a person cannot see them in a leadership position. There is something holding them back as far as the appearance issue, whether it's being disheveled or looks like an admin, doesn't look like an executive, there's no polish. And then there's always this last sentence, the hesitation, the concern, I hate to mention this, but, and that's when they will share something. Some kind of personal attribute that is detracting from the overall appearance. With adaptability, I frequently hear select phrases. Phrases like, they just don't have the it factor. You can see some of the phrases here on the screen. But resentment showing up is one of the most surprising phrases that come up. Whatever the core belief that is in you, that you have deep down inside of you, the ones we discussed back in Lesson 2, the core belief that you have internalized and even hidden, well, it tends to bubble up in our language. And then finally, communication. And this is one of the most important factors when it comes to personal branding. And here you see all sorts of things that we hear from people. Things like the dreaded conference call. The fact that a person does not inspire. They don't sound like a leader. One of my favorite comments was they digitally vomit on us. And then here's a key issue for my virtual folks, out of sight, out of mind. And here's the thing, is I would hear all of these things, but I couldn't quite get it, and I had to dig deeper. When people were sharing some of these broad perspectives, I had to ask them, well, what do you really mean? Please share more with me. And I would have to dig and dig and dig. Over time, I kept hearing some words more frequently. Now, I'm a wordsmith, and I have a big passion for words. A great deal of insight can come from listening to what people are really saying, and I kept hearing a variety of particular words. So I would hear things like irrelevant, stagnant, and people would throw out a variety of words, things that were in the way. I had to listen very closely, and I kept wondering, what is it? What is it that is standing in the way? And I kept hearing people say, well, this is a factor when we view them, and this is a factor. Ah. That's when I went to the vocabulary.com definition and I started to gain some clarity. So according to that, a factor is that which contributes to a result. A factor influences something. I would be sitting there with my coachee and we would be reviewing the feedback, which is not always an easy process. And they would look at me and say, why do all of these things matter? And that would be the start of our journey. And that is when I had that moment of insight. That so much of what people were referring to was something called relevance. Relevance is about knowing why it matters, and this is what I've come to call the relevance factor. It's like Morse code for your personal brand, a whole range of dots and dashes. So I want you to take a close look. Take a look at the word brand that I have up there. It is short, 5 letters, tight and compact. The image below it, however, that is Morse code for the same word. It encompasses a lot more than what we see at first glance. Morse code is something that can be understood by someone who can translate it. And that, my friend, is what we're here doing today. I'm going to take each of one of these issues that I've come up with about relevance, and I'm going to introduce you to this personal branding translator. I want to show you what they really mean: appearance, adaptability, and communication. But before I get into those details, I want you to see that Give Yourself a Break icon is back at this point of the lesson. As you begin to interpret these things in your world, the very first thing I want you to do is breathe. So close your eyes. I want you to breathe in through your nose. Let the air out through your throat. One more time. And one more time. Use these three deep breaths as a tool, which you can use at any time as you begin to dive into something where you need to clear your head. And that's what I would like us all to do at this moment. So let's start with the whole issue of appearance. Here is a concern. Dress is stale. So what are they really saying? Well, their perception is that you might be dated. If you're not willing to invest time in yourself, then are you willing to invest time in me? So you're triggering the question about whether you're current in other things as well. That is what is not being said. So what do you do about this? Well, I have a few tips for you. The first is to update regularly, even if you don't like to shop. And I know that's what happens to a lot of people. You either don't like to or you simply don't have time. And then others tell me, well, Kim, I don't even know what to wear. Well, then you join a blog or Pinterest to get some ideas. But here's one of the best tools that I've seen for both men and women. You can use other online resources to keep your image updated. Stitch Fix is now offering a whole segment for men. Bombfell and Trunk Club are applicable to both men and women. These are easy online resources, and I've actually seen clients who've used them where it changed their image. Guys, I have a few tips for you. I want to give you some permission to jazz it up. If you haven't noticed, there's a whole sock trend going on. Express yourself in the socks that you have. People get a kick out of it. It makes you more relatable, and you have a little bit of fun with it yourself. Of all the things that I have to coach men on, it's the tailored fit. I would rather you spend less money on fancy clothes and more time on tailoring to make sure that it fits. For those of you that don't have a full-length mirror, please get one and then use it. And if you wear eyeglasses, update the style every 5 years. And as life continues, manage the changes that happen. Sometimes the changes in life require a new hairstyle, different grooming techniques. Surprisingly, people are watching, so keep an eye on those things. Ladies, I have a few tips for you as well. The truth is that we need to update our makeup every 3 years. Our skin changes, our looks change, and sometimes we get stuck in a rut. And when personal life makes it hard to adapt, and I understand this happens, we have to look for ways to manage it differently. Take a look at the online resources that I mentioned above. And I have seen a fresh hairstyle do a lot for the perception of a brand, moving someone actually from a mid-career to a high-level executive. Now, continuing this conversation around appearance, you've got to look the part. We have all heard that old phrase, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. Why is that? A couple of things. You want to be aware of what the people who are in the position that you aspire to, what do they dress like? Keep an eye on that. Make mental notes to yourself. And here's the biggest one that I see. Please keep in mind that the peers you have today might someday be reporting to you. I have seen repeatedly where people try to advance in their career and then they get stuck. And the people who were their peers and colleagues just can't see them as a senior leader or as an executive because they've been working with them side by side. And this is where I hear the phrase, they don't look like an executive. I hear that more often than you would think. Now, I'm not talking about alienating yourself from your peers, but if you do want to move up, then maybe once a week you do something extra, like wear a jacket or step it up a notch. Keep in mind, whether you are a man or a woman, you want to make sure that you dress for the job that you want and not for the job that you have. Now, I want to offer a reminder about those profile pictures, both inside the company and outside the company. Please understand that if your profile picture is outdated, if it does not look like you, if you don't look happy, if you don't look professional, this is a reinforcing message. So it's not just when they see you face to face. They're seeing it online, on the internal network, on the external network, and it's constantly reminding them of something about your brand. Is it an enhancer or is it a detractor? Ask yourself, does it communicate the brand you're building? Again, I've seen repeatedly where changing a profile pic can be just what is needed to move someone in the right direction. Let's talk about adaptability. Small actions have big impact. When I hear this vague language around adaptability, I definitely dig a little deeper. And what I find out is that it takes some small actions to create influence here. The first tip I have for you is to be extra conscious of the digital divide. I realize not everyone likes social media. I find people at all ranges of the spectrum. But why say it out loud if you're one of those who don't want to use social media? When the issue comes up, it's a great opportunity to simply get quiet, to listen more than you talk, and you'll probably walk away with some new knowledge that you can use later. I actually had an executive that was clueless about social media, but he became masterful at listening to what other employees in the organizations were saying about it. Then all he had to do was mention a nugget or two at a different meeting later on, and people were like, wow, I can't believe he actually knew that. Better yet, if you're one of those professionals that don't like social media, or perhaps you don't understand social media, I've seen mentorships work very, very well when you offer the younger generation your insight about making it through the organization in exchange for them providing you insight about social media. The other tip I have for you is that LinkedIn is no longer optional. You would think that everybody in the world is on LinkedIn, right? Surprisingly, I still have to have this conversation on a routine basis. Are you on there? Because if you're not on LinkedIn, people start to get suspicious. And the second conversation I have is about updating their profiles. They are on LinkedIn, but they haven't updated their picture. And my recommendation is to keep it fresh. Use this as a tool to build the brand you want. Use LinkedIn as an enhancer rather than a detractor by keeping it current. Now, the last point I have for you is that generational savvy, it's important. We're living in an unprecedented time in our history. There are as many as 5 different generations in the workplace. And regardless of whichever generation that you identify with, study how to influence the other generations. This issue is so important that I've included a document in the bonus and extra section to help you navigate the generations. You see, people get so busy communicating from where they are that they completely miss where the audience is. And I've seen this time and time again. This is a disconnect which can quickly become a detractor for your brand. And you don't want to be there. Stay relevant. Understand the other generations. And then we get to communication. Well, I want you to know that communication is a big topic. I could do an entire course based on communication itself. I will talk more about communication in Module 3, so here I just have a few tips. Try to think about communication and relevance like weaving a tapestry. Look for ways to tie relevance into your communication. Deliver a message, whatever it is, with something that's going on in the world. If the Olympics are going on, for example, then maybe you could tie the message of your business goals into what some of the goals are for the Olympics. Be aware of things that are trending. If you don't know what Pokemon Go is or what Chewbacca Mom is, then I suggest you take a quick Google search to find out. As I record this video, these are popular and trending. You might be able to find something new. Keep up with the current trends that are happening. Now, anything that is currently happening in the world, whether it's science or math or history, it doesn't matter what the subject is, but it shows that you are current and that you're relevant and that you understand how to weave together something that's happening in the real world and something that is happening today. Make a commitment to yourself to try something new each quarter. Download a new app. Even if you delete it a week later, download it and test it out. And then you can say, sure, I tried it, but it wasn't for me. But still, it keeps you engaged in the conversation. SlideShare. This is actually a neat tool for you to have in your branding toolkit. SlideShare is great to give you ideas for PowerPoint, for presentations, but more importantly, it covers a whole range of topics, again, that gives you ideas about how to stay relevant. I've seen people use apps to send video messages when they have a large virtual workforce, and that comes to my next point. Please understand when it comes to communication that virtual relationships require a different skill set. We have to communicate more. We have to communicate differently. We cannot do the same thing in person as we do virtually. What all of these things add up to when it comes to relevance is we want to help you stand out in a good way. Be aware that relevance matters. I had a coaching client once when we had this conversation, and what they said to me was, you know, I remember what went through my mind the last time I was asked for a check versus a credit card. when I was given a handwritten receipt instead of a printout, or I even heard someone using CDs instead of an online streaming service. There really are examples of relevance all around us. So that is our parting thought. I want you to look for relevance in your world and ask yourself, what signals am I sending out? Because it is much broader than what we think at first glance. So here's the action for this lesson. Check out what Morse code sounds like. Let it be a reminder of the signals that you are sending out. I've given you a YouTube link here. And my last tip for you here in this lesson is to use this course. Use this course as a way to stay relevant by talking about it. I've seen this happen again and again. When people are actually engaged in some kind of coaching, like this course, they use it as a conversation starter with someone to share what they're learning about personal branding. The fact that you are taking this course, well, that sends out a signal that you are investing in your own success. This is just one small way to weave relevance into your world. I look forward to hearing your ideas of what you are doing to stay relevant in your world as we continue this conversation. That wraps it up for Module 2. I look forward to seeing you in the next module.